How you going, Lee?
2021, we're into it, a month down, already taken off with a massive rush with everyone, I guess, keen to get their solar systems installed before the days really start to draw in.
Oh, look, it's still reasonable weather at the moment, but you can definitely know winter's on its way. And you're right, you know, like, if you really want to crush those power bills, now's the time to get on with it. We don't have a lot of spots on our job board because everyone's been flooding us with inquiries.
So let's look ahead what we're going to talk about throughout the year.
So we're going to just do what you do, I guess, and do our seasonal energy-saving hints and tips. But we'll also keep everyone up to date with how the Mariners Link's progressing and the status of the wind farms that are going up around the place and all the usual sort of industry news around energy. And look, we might even try and get you guys live on one of our big projects this year. Just have a look around. It's going to be something pretty spectacular.
We had a deluge there a couple of days ago, the weekend weather and what happened on Friday. So I guess to make solar systems as safe as they can be exposed to a lot of flood water and water submersion.
Yeah, well, just the weekend weather did sort of prick my mind a bit about, you know, what we can do to make a solar system safe in case it's going to be submersed in water. And look, the last one I should look about 2016, that was a pretty bad year for floods. But there's a few things we can do. And the first thing is to turn your solar system off or your inverter off at the switchboard. And that'll normally be a circuit breaker marked solar main switch. So if you turn that off, that's the very first step. The next step would be to go to your DC isolator. That's usually next to your inverter. You turn that off, and then you disconnect the MC4 plugs, and you plug them together, and then turn the isolator back on. Now, that actually puts our solar system in what we call a dead short position. Now, dead short still sounds a little bit scary because we sort of know what's a dead short with electrical. But when we're talking solar, what that does is that actually gets rid of all the voltage in the string. So it stops reduces the chances of voltage or electricity pushing through the resistance of the cables. So it's actually the safest position we can put a solar inverter into.
So that pretty much is the important part of it all, isn't it?
That is, but look, worst comes to worst, the bare minimum you should do is turn your circuit breaker off in the switchboard that feeds your solar inverter. All the other side of it too is if your inverter does get immersed, don't turn it back on until you've had an electrician come and have a look at it. Just because they'll open it up and just see, make sure the internals aren't wet inside. Because as we know, Lee, water and electricity do not mix.
Yeah, at the very least, just make sure you have the circuit breaker for the solar turned off in the switchboard as a bare minimum.
That's right. So, like, you know, there's an isolator on the roof, but really, when you think about it, if it looks like it's going to flood, it's obviously rainy, windy and stormy, you don't want to be on a roof in that. And realistically, you do yourself more harm on a roof than a flooded inverter could ever do to you. So stay off roofs when the weather's rough.
Adrian, if you've got one of those solar edge systems, all you need to do there is turn off underneath the circuit breaker in your switchboard. Is that right?
That's right. So underneath the inverter, there's a little switch. You just turn that off and turn the circuit breaker off in the switchboard. And that's it. All you have to do is, like, that's one of the wonderful things with the solar edge system. It's got all these inbuilt safety systems where you can stop the power at the source. So the optimizer will turn the power in for the panels, and that inverter can be immersed or whatever, and there's no harm for anyone with that. So, Dave, look, we really, really appreciate all the safety features of solar edge. We hope no one ever has to use them, but I must say, knowing that they're there sort of makes me, or gives me and others, peace of mind.
Nice work. All right, where do we find you, DMS Energy, Adrian?
So you'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or likewise, give us a call on 1300 502 599. Or find us on Facebook. Or our website.
We'll catch up with you again in 7 days' time for another Power Savers. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy Sprayton.
No worries. Thanks, Lee.